thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 20th of November, 2024. Happy Wednesday to you. And let's get right into some fun stuff and crack open the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file. As we all know, next Thursday is Thanksgiving, November the 28th. However, Pumpkin Pie Day and Stuffing Day are November 21st. National Eat a Cranberry Day is November 23rd. Why none of those are on the fourth Thursday in November makes no sense. The best one is National Turkey Lovers Day, which is the third Sunday in June. While we're at it, why don't we put National Sunscreen Awareness Day on the second Tuesday in February? Makes no sense. Anyway, back to Thanksgiving. If you have a chance to get together with family and feast, I think it's important to remind you, please celebrate irresponsibly. And since I have more treasures from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file, let's get right to it and jump into some news together. Let's start with a quick appetizer. One of the other holidays I found is that the United Nations proclaimed November 21st as World Television Day to recognize how much it has impacted the globe and humankind. And let me tell you, I feel like I could do an entire podcast on how much this bothers me. Who exactly is this honoring? Who is feeling acknowledged or recognized or seen by this? The gesture is to nobody, so really, what is the point? For me, it's another great reminder to never underestimate how many ways a bureaucracy can put effort into overthinking something and putting time and effort and resources into trivial, inconsequential nothing burgers. In other news, let's balance that with an example of bureaucracy producing quantifiable results. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, also known as DATCAP, told their municipal weights and measures programs inspectors, it's a mouthful, to take a break from putting stickers on gas pumps and to head over to some of the Roundy's and Metro Market grocery stores. 81 of 105 of them in Wisconsin, to be exact. We all know grocery stores do a bunch of packing of their own stuff. Pre-cooked dinners and veggie platters and store-packaged sandwiches. And there's the deli counter and there's cookies and baked goods and all sorts of stuff. Well, they found 1,202 alleged short-weight package violations and 90 mislabeling issues. This after getting 63 warning letters from DATCAP between 2018 and 2023. It kind of looks like there's a pattern here for Roundy's grocery stores. Funny enough, Roundy's doesn't admit to any violations, but will pay over $1 million in fees and fines. I don't care if you don't admit to doing anything wrong. I'm observing reality here, and it's kind of like telling me Turkey Lovers Day is in June. I ain't buying it. Pun intended. In other news, talking about putting your thumb on the scales and getting caught doing it, I consider this another You Can't Make This Stuff Up file entry. Well, let's see here. Here's a quick tidbit from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Released some details from them that was in a Center Square article about the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, also known as DPI, the department that oversees all the schools. And one thing they do every year is rate all the public school districts on whether they are meeting or not meeting expectations. First off, DPI decided to change the criteria for the standards so they no longer line up with national standards, making sure that now we can't really measure our success compared to other states anymore. That's red flag number one. Red flag number two is that there are at least 12 public school districts that have fallen under 15% reading proficiency. It's important to remember, not 12 schools, districts. this is the kicker. The 12 of the districts that have fallen under 15% reading proficiency are still rated at meets expectations or exceeds expectations. You know what genuinely worries me above and beyond that is what kind of results are coming from the 28 districts that are classified as meets few expectations. What exactly has to happen for the mainstream media to consider this a crisis? Also, what level do the schools have to be at to be at fails to meet expectations, because zero districts fell into that category? It's crazy. So my thought is this. What exactly has to happen for the mainstream media to consider this a crisis? At what point do I start hearing more than schools are underfunded, schools are underfunded, schools are underfunded? Having your gas tank on empty is irrelevant if the car is on fire. Am I right? I mean, honestly, you can't make this stuff up. And finally, I'll throw this one in. At a time when funding for the UW system is the same story of struggling to stay in the black, needing more funding, restructuring, etc., UW Stout recently received a $1 million gift to go towards building a new esports arena. And I quickly learned a ton of fascinating details. Stout offers an esports coaching minor. No idea. There are so many colleges with esport programs that the Wisconsin Esports Conference exists, and it has 26 schools as members. Edgewood College, Waukesha County Technical College, all the universities in the UW system that aren't Madison, and a whole bunch of colleges in between. Interestingly enough, Madison is not a member because the Big Esports Conference is the organizing body for all the Big Ten schools that have esports teams. Maybe you knew that. I sure didn't. Anyway, hopefully that $1 million is put to good use towards something that, back in my day, was called a computer lab. And finally, in the spirit of bureaucracy, I will give you some words of wisdom from Founding Father Thomas Jefferson that said, quote, "That government is best which governs least," unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.